news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Despite all the effort over the last 2 weeks on Capitol Hill, nothing has been settled. So timetables have been reset. Here's where we are now. With government funding, the new deadline is December 3rd, yet they merely passed a short-term continuing resolution before the end of September that'll take us to right around December 3rd. So they avoided a government shutdown, buying them about 6 weeks. While they're figuring out the government funding, they also need to figure out how to raise the debt ceiling. Yep, thanks to Mitch McConnell blinking last week, the debt ceiling has been extended, also temporarily. It should hit right around December 3rd. Perhaps they should just add raising the debt ceiling to the reconciliation bill and pass it all with a provision that says going forward, the debt ceiling is officially increased by the amount of any appropriations bill signed into law in perpetuity. It's worth a shot anyway. As for President Biden's agenda, that two-part infrastructure package has also been delayed in order to give the Democrats the time to finish writing the larger of the two bills, the Build Back Better plan. Now, the BIF, or the smaller hard infrastructure bill, was voted down last week in the House, delayed by progressives in order to give lawmakers the time needed to pass the larger bill through the Senate, because the two are linked. Yep, the larger, the Build Back Better plan, must be passed using the reconciliation process through the Senate with only Democratic votes, and that's still embroiled in heavy negotiations to pare down the dollar amount of the entire package in order to satisfy Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. It really is kind of crazy when you sit back and try to explain it like this. But they're considering all the options from cutting some of the programs included to slashing the dollar amount, but also slashing the timetable to enact it all. So maybe instead of $350 billion a year for 10 years, which would be how the full $3.5 trillion bill would have moved, cut it in half and do it over 5 years. Front load it for half the time. The options are all being negotiated. And if the Democrats are able to pull this off, it will be huge. A spending deal, a safety net program for the American people on the order of FDR. And if they can't get it done, I don't even want to think about the ramifications. They need to get this all done. Keep your eye on the prize. And if that's not enough, the Biden administration is facing big issues on multiple fronts, like Afghanistan. The administration said Sunday in its first face-to-face talks with senior members of the new Taliban government in Afghanistan that they were, quote, candid and professional. That's according to State Department spokesman Ned Price, who said, officials at the weekend talks in Doha, Qatar, focused on security and terrorism concerns, as well as human rights, the participation of women and girls in Afghan society, and safe passage for Americans, other foreigners, and Afghans who want to leave the country now that the Taliban has taken over in the wake of the U.S. withdrawal. Price said the two sides also discussed the United States' provision of robust humanitarian assistance directly to the Afghan people. He did stress that no formal agreements were announced. We passed a grim milestone in terms of COVID over the last week. Over 700,000 have now died in the U.S. alone from COVID-19. And this news out of Texas, where Republican gubernatorial candidate Alan West tweeted after he was diagnosed and hospitalized with pneumonia from COVID that he was, quote, even more dedicated to fighting against vaccine mandates. What? And would, quote, vehemently crush anyone forcing vaccine mandates in Texas if he's elected. Yeah, he actually said, quote, our bodies are our last sanctuary of liberty and freedom. Give me a break. By the way, West's wife, who was diagnosed first, was vaccinated. Both of them were given monoclonal antibody treatment. West's wife was already discharged, but Alan West himself, he remains hospitalized with pneumonia from the COVID and also said he was taking hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, even though neither drug has been shown to be effective against COVID-19. All I can say is, Karma's a bitch. By the way, interesting results from a new CBS News YouGov poll released on Sunday. It found that 64% of Republican voters want to cast their ballots for a Republican candidate who actively encourages people to get coronavirus vaccines. Wow. But an even greater number, 75%, would rather that candidate also oppose vaccine mandates. So the poll suggests that Republican voters think getting a vaccine is smart, but they think it's an individual decision. By contrast, 90% of Democrats preferred candidates who encouraged vaccines. 86% of them expressed a preference for pro-mandate candidates. Just one more way in which we differ. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is completely listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.